I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, January 20th. Flags are flying at half-staff in Quincy this week following the deaths of two former Quincy mayors and a former Quincy First Lady last week. Last Thursday, former Mayor James Sheets died in Pennsylvania at the age of 92. Former Quincy First Lady Shirley Tobin died the same day in Quincy at the age of 97. And on Friday, her husband, former Mayor Arthur Tobin, died at the age of 95. Tobin served as a city councilor before being elected mayor in 1977. He served two terms and went on to serve as clerk magistrate in Quincy District Court until his death. He was also a state representative and state senator. Sheets served as a Ward 4 city councilor before becoming mayor in 1989. He served until 2001. He was also a Quincy College instructor. The visiting hours for the Tobins are Thursday from 3 to 7 at St. John's Church in Quincy Center. A funeral mass for both will be Friday at 10 a.m. with burial with military honors at Mount Wollaston Cemetery. Arrangements for Mayor Sheets have not yet been announced. A Quincy property owner will have to pay the city almost $48,000 for using his home illegally as a short-term rental. A Superior Court judge ordered Ronan Zengi to pay that penalty for renting out 153 Bayside Road in Squantum multiple times as a short-term rental after the city ordered him to stop. The city passed an ordinance barring short-term rentals in residential neighborhoods in 2021. The judge found that Zengi rented the property at least 49 times after the ordinance was passed and found him in contempt. The city says short-term rentals create parking and trash issues in neighborhoods. Zengi argued that some of the rentals were relatives and that some were considering buying the house. However, the judge did not allow that evidence. The fine was based on the $977 per night rental that Zengi was charging. The city was seeking a $150,000 judgment. Well, a very busy night on tap for the Quincy City Council tonight. The meeting is the first real business meeting since seven new councilors were sworn into office earlier this month. Among the items on the agenda include proposals to repeal the mayor's and city councilor's pay raises and the policy that ties city councilor pay raises to the consumer price index. There are also proposed ordinances to increase transparency and public participation, a plan to give the city auditor more power, and a proposed residential property tax exemption. Most of the proposals will likely be placed into respective committees for further review. The meeting begins tonight at 7:30 at City Hall and can be seen live right here on QATV. Massachusetts leaders gathered yesterday morning for the 56th annual Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial Breakfast, an event focused on King's legacy and the importance of his teachings. Governor Healey, Attorney General Andrea Campbell, Boston Mayor Michelle Wu were among those in attendance. At the Weston Copley Place at 9 a.m., all spoke. King's work for civil rights in the 1960s led to major advancements in desegregation and labor rights. Healey spoke about the current political climate and how it relates to his activism. Representative Ayanna Pressley said King's lessons are still relevant today in the face of racial injustice. King had deep ties to Boston, earning a Ph.D. from Boston University. He also met his wife Coretta in Boston. Boston University held their own celebration centered around a speech King made in 1967, calling racism, poverty, and militarism threats to democracy. The ceremony also looked back on King's Freedom Rally through Boston in 1965, an act that Wu says reflects what the city stands for. Here in Quincy, 99-year-old retired Brigadier General Enoch Woodhouse, one of the last of the famed Tuskegee Airmen, was the guest speaker at the annual MLK breakfast at the Terrell Room. Well, 2025 proved to be a record-breaking year for the City of Quincy's Office of Healthy Homes, which is a subdivision of the city's Department of Planning and Community Development. The office completed 65 projects in 2025, which is by far the most in program history based on available records. The office participated in 30 local events and provided outreach to 6,500 individuals to raise awareness about its programs. Staff also educated first graders at two Quincy elementary schools about lead hazard safety and prevention. 39 of the households assisted received lead paint abatement, ensuring the 41 children living in them will now grow up in lead-safe homes. Due to a gap in federal funding, the lead abatement program is currently running a wait list. A fifth child in Massachusetts has died from the flu, according to the state health department, as the fast-spreading virus continues to surge across the country. The latest pediatric influenza-related death to occur in this season was included in last Thursday's update on the Massachusetts Department of Health's dashboard and reflects data collected through January 10th. Data shows 107 adults in the Bay State have also died from the flu to date this season. 45 states, including Massachusetts, are experiencing high to very high levels of flu activity, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. An official said cases are expected to rise in the new year following holiday gatherings and travel. A new and highly contagious flu variant that has contributed to the fast-paced rise in cases, known as subclade K, comes with symptoms that include very high fevers that in some cases are not responding to typical treatments like Tylenol or Motrin, and very bad coughs that won't go away and that is very phlegmy, and a lot of joint and muscle aches as well as vomiting, diarrhea. Experts say it's still not too late to get a flu shot this season. While this season's flu vaccine was not formulated specifically for the new variant, doctors say it will still help protect against more severe illness and death. Power from a long-awaited renewable energy transmission line is now flowing from Quebec to Massachusetts. At a statehouse ceremony on Friday, the governor and state energy officials celebrated the completion of the New England Clean Energy Connect line with a symbolic flipping of a giant power switch. The line is expected to provide the Commonwealth nearly 20% of its overall electricity and save ratepayers money. State officials estimate electric customers can expect to save around $18 to $20 per year, depending on the utility provider, about $1.50 to $1.63 per month. Cumulatively, the project is anticipated to reduce ratepayer bills by around $50 million each year. The $1.6 billion project has been over 10 years in the making. It faced pushback over the environmental impact of construction in Maine, leading to a state referendum to block it that was later overturned in court, delaying the project. Despite the hurdles, Massachusetts Secretary of Environmental Affairs Rebecca Tepper said Friday that they are exploring more transmission projects across the Northeast. The project is expected to deliver 1,200 megawatts of hydropower from Quebec to New England. Check of business news this morning, and stocks are down, the Dow dropping 83 points, the NASDAQ lost 14, the S&P fell 4. U.S. futures fell sharply, and Asian shares mostly lower after U.S. markets were closed yesterday for the Martin Luther King holiday. The dollar and the euro are higher, oil at $59 a barrel. In sports, Detroit beat the Celtics 104 to 103. The Seas will be hosting the Pacers tomorrow night at 7:30. Tonight, the Bruins are in Dallas against the Stars at 7:30. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, partly sunny, breezy, and cold. High only in the low 20s. For tonight, cloudy and frigid. Tonight's lows drop to the single digits. Mainly cloudy tomorrow. A little milder, high of 31. Thursday, partly cloudy, high 41. And then Friday, partly cloudy, high only 29. For the boater today, waves 2 feet, west winds 15 to 20 knots, and a high tide 12:14 p.m. Sunrise 7:07, sets at 4:42. Reminder, curbside collection of trash and recycling is delayed one day all this week due to the Martin Luther King holiday yesterday. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, January 20th.